Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, November the 2nd. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 10 and a quarter cents at 687 and a half. D sweet down 56 and a half cents at 846. And January beans up 6 and a quarter cents at 1454. The beans got their strength from the oil market. Oil up another 224 here today. It's the highest it's been in a while. 75.61, but the meal was down 30 cents. We opened up lower, kind of chopped around on the corn. We made a late run off the lows, but just closing 6 cents off the lows, but near the highs of the day session. The wheat rallied 9 cents off the lows, most of it in the last couple of minutes of trading. And the beans stayed, you know, once we made the early lows, came back and stayed relatively firm most of the day. Obviously, the markets are responding to the Russian deal. They're back in as far as the trade corridor goes. Now, they just said they're going to allow it to continue. They didn't say they were re-signing an agreement. So, you know, leave it to Putin to make out another statement saying, you know, it was a temporary deal and we have no intention of signing a new deal, and the markets will go straight up again. In my opinion, I think Putin's made a fool out of these grain markets. I think he's been trading it and taking 50 cents out at a crack left and right out here. But, you know, go prove it and go try to stop it anyway. But we know that the insurance companies are writing policies. We know that cargoes are moving out of Ukraine. So, you know, for the world market, that's all good. It's not so good for the U.S., which is why the markets broke as much as they did. We haven't seen any definitive statement from the president of Brazil, Bolsonaro, on what he's going to do, though he did say he would allow the transfer of power, but he hasn't conceded yet. So from what I understand, the blockades are still on at the port, but they may be waning, particularly if he does decide to give it up in the election. But this Bolsonaro is like the, they call him the Trump of the tropics, and I really doubt that he's ever going to concede out here. Export sales tomorrow, they're looking at 400 wheat, 450 corn, and a million beans. Not too great out here. So the Fed came out with their interest rate increase of 75 points. They made a comment that maybe they're going to slow it down. That rallied the stock market 400 points. It broke about 300 points or 400 points, rallied back 300, and then broke about 500 points off the highs. It's been all over the board. Right now, the Dow is down 70 bucks. The S&P is down 34. The Dow at one point was up about 400 points. So, you know, I don't know, frankly, what to make of it out here, except that I don't, you know, the interest rates are going higher. Maybe they're going to slow it a little bit, but I don't see anything really backing off here. And again, I have no idea why the stock market's up here where it is, except I guess traders think that the easing of the policy will help the stock market. I don't think they're going to ease the policy all that much. And I think when it's all said and done, we'll be lower. Maybe that's why we broke 500 points off the highs. So kind of a wild day out here between the Russians and the Fed. You know, I think with everything that's going on around the world, particularly here in the U.S., farmers have got to be looking to make sales on rallies out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.